Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A targeted deadly shooting at an elementary school.
Let us go and hug our children a little bit closer tonight.
Deadly tornadoes rip through the South.
This entire town, for the most part, has been wiped out.
Bodies recovered following a chocolate factory explosion.
The search and rescue efforts following the building explosion have officially concluded.
This is a CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Matt Piper in New York. We begin the week with another school shooting in this country. Those sirens not near any hospitals, but instead at a private Christian grade school in Nashville, Tennessee. Three children were killed, as were three adults. The female shooter is also dead. Police say it was a targeted attack.
It happened without warning. A 28-year-old woman, a former student at the school, opened fire.
We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron.
She entered the school through a side entrance.
Police confronted the shooter on the second floor and killed her. Emily Iverson lives near the school. She saw young students escaping.
I saw a bunch of kids just running down Hillsborough, just screaming.
Police Chief John Drake says the attack was planned.
There were maps drawn of the school in detail.
And police have also recovered a manifesto. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Biden today.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
Nearly two dozen people were killed over the weekend when a tornado tore through Mississippi on the ground for more than an hour. Correspondent Lana Zack is there and says poverty is adding to the challenges of recovery.
35% live at or below the poverty line. We do know that President Biden has signed that disaster declaration. That's helped pave the way to bring in all these trucks. They're starting to restring these lights. Right now, they don't have power. They don't have water. They don't have any of their community services.
And it wasn't just Mississippi. Early yesterday, another tornado touched down, this time in Georgia, where this man lives.
Two holes in the roof, all the shingles are gone. It started blowing like mad. I opened my door, I could hardly shut it. And the whole house was shaking.
30 homes were damaged, but no one was killed there. In West Reading, Pennsylvania, Police Chief Wayne Holbin says it could be months before they determine why a chocolate factory exploded Friday night, as the search for victims is now over.
Seven individuals died, several were injured, and some community members were left homeless due to the explosion.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 195, NASDAQ lost 55. Now this.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
After a weekend full of hundreds of thousands protesting in the streets of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will now delay on his judicial reform plan until after the Passover and Easter holidays. Plans by his nationalist religious coalition is to hand control over judicial appointments to the executive while giving parliament the power to overturn Supreme Court rulings. Critics say it would destroy the checks and balances protecting Israeli democracy. Now back here to the U.S. banking crisis, regional U.S. lender First Citizens Bank will scoop up much of the assets of failed Silicon Valley Bank. SVB's collapse earlier this month was the trigger for the worst banking shock since the 2008 global financial crisis, sending bank stocks globally on a wild ride and raising fears of systematic stress that could lead to more bank failures. This one covers $119 billion in deposits and $72 billion in assets. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency makes a visit to Ukraine, and he made some dire warnings, as correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Rafael Grossi warned Ukraine's president that the situation at Europe's largest nuclear plant in Zaporizhia isn't getting any better. The plant's lost a lot of its transmission cables and had to switch to emergency power generators during shelling. The fighting continues in that area, and the facility, he says, is at risk of a nuclear disaster.
The Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump's role in a hush money payment reconvened today and heard from David Pecker. He is the former CEO of American Media and publisher of the National Enquirer. Just weeks before the 2016 election, Pecker played a key role in connecting a lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, who claimed she had an affair with Trump, with Michael Cohen, Trump's then attorney.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
CBS's Donya Backes says Taylor Swift fans headed to federal court to sue Ticketmaster.
There's bad blood between Taylor Swift fans and Ticketmaster. More than 300 of the superstar's fans, called Swifties, are suing the ticket giant and its parent company, Live Nation, for fraud, misrepresentation, and antitrust violations after they were unable to purchase tickets for Swift's Eras Tour.
It shouldn't be a privileged thing to go see your favorite musician in concert.
Jennifer Kinder represents the plaintiffs.
They tried hard and followed all the rules to try to purchase a ticket, and in most cases were unable to purchase a ticket, or if they did, they paid such an exorbitant price.
The fans admit this court action isn't just about Taylor Swift. They're hoping for a ruling that better protects all concert goers.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for March 27th, 2023. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.